Back in July, a lawsuit was filed by 8 organizations representing both the U.S. and Canada meat and livestock industries to block the mandatory country of origin labeling rule finalized by USDA in May. But today, a U.S. District Court judge rejected that plea. Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, said NCBA is disappointed with the ruling.
But we have to remind everybody that this was just one of many steps that we are looking to try to find relief from country of origin labeling. Because even though the decision was made by the judge on this injunctive relief request, the fact remains that this is still a government-run program that is not providing any benefit to the consumer or to producers and is harming our relationship with two of our biggest international markets, and that is Canada and Mexico. So we are going to look at all the options that we have, not only moving forward with this case, because that is still an option, but also continue to look at the Farm Bill as a way to get this fixed.
Woodall said NCBA will continue to support and pursue industry-led voluntary labeling alternatives to ensure cattlemen and women are not strapped with additional costs for a program that offers no benefit to consumers or producers.
OMB itself even gauged this as being a significant rule by saying it had at least an impact of $100 million on our industry. The retailers and the packers have been telling us for quite some time that it would require quite a bit of investment in new equipment and new labels and all the record keeping that goes along with this. So we do expect the cost to start to trickle down, and those costs are typically always passed back to the producer. Very rarely does the consumer bear the burden or most of the burden. So we know this is going to cost us.
Full implementation of the MCU rule starts on November 23rd. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.